This is Viterbi Voices.
Coming to you from the University of Southern California, Viterbi School of Engineering.
We're here to give you the inside scoop on research, classes, student life, and so much more.
All of these shared by students, faculty, alumni, and other members of the USC community.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Tortured Poets Department. I'm sorry, welcome back to Viterbi Voices. As usual, I am your host, one of your hosts. My name is Paul Ledesma, Executive Director of Undergraduate Admission here at the USC Viterbi School of Engineering.
Hi, everybody. I'm also a Swiftie. Wait, I mean, I'm your other co-host.
We're the Tortured Poets. We should have said that.
Yeah, we are the Tortured Poets. I am your other co-host. My name is Maya. I'm a current senior studying Industrial and Systems Engineering here at Viterbi.
It's been a fortnight since I've seen you, Maya.
And hilarious. Good one.
We're recording this on the day of the release of the Tortured Poets Department, the TTPD. And I'm assuming it was an all night, all morning play for you.
Yes. So we actually had a listening party. I spoke about it a little bit in the podcast. I'm so excited. But we had an all-girls listening party. Everybody came dressed as an era. We had Taylor
really
snacks. And because we're on the West Coast, it was out at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So that was like totally like awesome. We listened from like 9 and then we just chatted or something. And then it got to like probably 11:30. Some people left and then we looked and we realized she dropped 15 surprise songs, like the second part of it.
So help me understand this, because I am honestly on the a little bit on the outside of this. I know that the album's released. My wife and daughter have played it and they're listening to it. But what do you mean 15? Like the whole album I'm looking at is 17 songs.
Yes. So she originally released Fortnight through Clara Bow. And that's like the first part of the album. Those are like the tracks that she announced. But if you go on Spotify, there's like The Black Dog through The Manuscript. Those are like bonus songs that she released at 2 a.m. Eastern time. So then they came in like right at the end of our listening party. We were like, oh my gosh, there's another hour to listen to.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the anthology is the different part of it. Now I see. I just saw the Tortured Poets Department. Now I see that there's the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology.
Yeah. So highly, highly recommend. I feel like the second half, it's a huge album. I was like, oh my gosh.
I forgot to close my door. My wife just texted me from the other room saying, duh.
Yeah, but it's like this massive album. The second half is like a little more sad, a little more acoustic, and it's just like, oh, it's awesome.
Oh my goodness. I figured it would have to come up today because it's such a big deal. And it was a good get together last night, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was super fun.
What's the consensus on this whole thing? I mean, is it just amazing beyond amazing? Is it everything you hope for and more? Is there like a favorite song? What's the deal?
Yeah, so it definitely meets expectations based on the name and all of the promotional material. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like a little slower, a little more poetic. Everybody loved it, honestly. We had this sheet. One of my roommates made this, and she like it's a like the rankings of all the names before we listened, and then the ranking after we listened.
Oh, interesting! And like you're going off of title alone, you're like, this is what I think this is worth.
Like this is what I think is going to be the best one.
Interesting.
And that was fun because it was like really hard to rank them after. And some people who were just doing like 10 is the best, there was like 10, 10, 12, 10.
Do you really think that you wouldn't like it?
No, I did not think I wouldn't like it. But like we were all speaking and Midnights took a couple listens, I think, for me to start to like it. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't my favorite album at first, but this one, like immediately all the songs were like, they were great. Yeah. I won't speak about this forever. I promise, guys. But I think our consensus is everybody really loved My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. And Florida, the Florence and the Machine song. So those were our house's favorites.
Okay. So in the media this morning, I've heard Florida
as well.
I've heard Florida come up a lot. So Long London as well. Okay, interesting. Yeah. I've heard Florida come up a few times, so I think I'm going to have to listen to that one. And I heard Fortnite because it's the opening track and people are talking about that one. So,
yeah.
Okay.
She's releasing a music video for Fortnite tonight as well. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting. Well, I have so much homework to do and I'm getting on a plane to London. So I guess I have to get down with this So Long London song.
Yeah, you should listen to So Long London on the plane there and on the plane back. It's not too long.
Well, before we make our breakout side podcast on Swifty Central, we can get back to this whole Viterbi thing that has, you know, nothing to do with any of this stuff. But you have an episode for us here, right? This is a somewhat of a super senior episode. What do we got here?
Yes, definitely a super senior episode. And actually there's a nice little tie-in. So Paul said that's his homework. And during this episode, or like right before it, I turned in my last homework assignment. So like,
whoa.
It's getting real. We're in the season of lasts. So I gathered some of seniors and a really great group. You guys will love. There's like a wide variety of involvements that people have had, different experiences. But I gathered this group and we just got together. And this is actually a play on something that we'd mentioned before. And that was the college domination list. And for context, that's a list that I'd mentioned to Paul that I made when I was coming into college, all the different things that I thought I was going to do and like pretty much who I wanted to be. And it changed a little bit throughout my college career. Like some of the things obviously are still the same, but then some were like oddly specific. But it was funny because this episode, two of the three other people I'm with had an identical list.
Identical.
Not the identical list, but they also made a list in the similar fashion, which is funny, like an ode to engineering students for sure. But they discuss the different things that they thought they were going to do coming into college, what they actually ended up doing, and just some like general reflections and pieces of advice. And I'm personally very happy that we did this episode when we did, so I'm not as emotional probably once we get to the next couple of weeks, because we have 1 week left of class. But yeah, I think it's really great information for anybody in Viterbi, coming into Viterbi, interested in Viterbi. It's like a really great glimpse into this like 4 years for four people.
All right. This panel of super seniors and their college domination list, a look back, a retrospective. And before we get into the episode, on the back end of the episode, we have lots to discuss. I have lots of questions for you, Maya. One, how many episodes are left? And two, do we have a tease for what those episodes will be? Because you only have 1 more week of school. Is that right?
Yeah.
Only 1 more week of school. So this is all quickly circling the drain when it comes to spring 2024. And there's lots of stuff to wrap up before we leave for the summer. Because as a reminder, we will be off the air. We will not be submitting new episodes or uploading new episodes during the summer months. Unless we sneak out a couple surprises, which I kind of don't think we will, but you never know. But we'll talk a little bit about that all on the back end. And so now let's hand it over to Maya and the panel of super seniors and their retrospective on their college domination list.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Viterbi Voices. This is one, I know I say this every time, but this is one that I am truly especially excited for, because I feel like I've been waiting 4 years to make this episode. So this is our senior Viterbi student ambassador episode of the year. Woohoo! I'm here with three lovely guests, and we are just going to be chatting about, I don't know, all things seniors. And for you dedicated listeners, I know that you might remember an episode a few back where I was mentioning to Paul that I had this thing called this college domination list. It was pretty much like a checklist I had for myself going into freshman year of all the things that I thought I would accomplish. And I was speaking to him and I said, it's kind of funny looking back at some of the things I did check off and some I definitely didn't. But I would say that my actual reality in college in these past 4 years has been better than the college domination list. But that's enough about the general framing of the episode. So I'll have my three lovely senior guests introduce themselves a little bit. Feel free to say like name, major, where you're from. Obviously, we're all seniors, and any other fun facts that you want to share. Yeah, but I'll have you start, Nick.
Hey, everyone. My name is Nick. I'm a senior studying astronautical engineering. I'm also going to be doing my master's in astronautical engineering as well. So I will be graduating this year, but I'll stick around for one more to finish that out. After graduation, I'll obviously be coming back, but I'll be working at Boeing as a systems level engineer and doing that during my master's. So pretty excited.
Right. Who wants to go next?
I can go next. Hi, everyone. My name is Peyton. I'm a current senior, as is the episode, mechanical engineer. I'm from Ventura, California, so pretty close to SC. And then I'm also doing my master's. Like Nick, I'm doing mine in mechanical engineering, so I'll also be sticking around for a bit longer. And this summer, I will be interning at Tesla on their battery design engineering team.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cool. Hi, and I'm Victoria, senior, obviously studying mechanical engineering. I am not doing my PDP, so I'm out of here. So.
Me too. We're split.
That's exciting. But I'm from Inglewood, California, so I think I win as closest to USC.
For sure.
So I'm glad about that. And then after I graduate, I'll be moving all the way to the East Coast to work at Pratt & Whitney designing jet engines. So I'm excited.
Oh, wow. Where on the East Coast? Cool.
Connecticut. I've never been before. I just went last week. I was like, whoa.
Where in Connecticut?
Like in Hartford.
I say that like I know.
Congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll also introduce myself in case you guys
like Maya, what are you doing?
Intro. I went furthest from USC. So my name is Maya. I'm a current senior as well, studying industrial and systems engineering. And I'm originally from Hudson, Wisconsin. So yeah, not a drive for sure. But after graduation, I will be working at SpaceX as an operations engineer for the production of the Falcon rocket. And I am very excited. Everybody on here can see my background is space, which honestly feels like a theme of this podcast. I feel like with what we're all doing, it's somewhat like that. But yeah, that's enough of the introduction. Is there anything else that you guys think is important to bring up? I guess we have a week left of school after this week, which how does everybody feel about that?
It's crazy. 21 days. I mean, I was going through my calendar for the next like 3 weeks and just kind of seeing like, oh, what important events do we have just in class? And then I really, that graduation was a Friday in like 3 weeks. So like I knew it was 21 days in my head, but I think seeing it on my calendar is like only three more weeks was very shocking.
True. And I feel like that last week is kind of fake, honestly. Like if you don't have any finals, then everything's kind of wrapped up, I feel like, for me once I get into May. So it's like bonus days.
Yeah. It's scary but fun.
Scary but fun. Yeah. Victoria, how are you feeling? Victoria, we're completely done after this.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I was like, next Thursday I have like my last class. And then what am I gonna do? I'm not gonna be in class anymore. So yeah, it's definitely like very daunting. I'm like, whoa, real life is coming quickly.
I know. I turned in my last homework assignment ever today. I feel like I'm hitting that point where everything's a lot.
That's kind of early.
I know.
From work.
I know. I have weird classes this semester. Yes, but yeah. Well, I'm glad that everybody's kind of excited for graduation, kind of ready to be done. I feel like we're a little bit in shock.
Yeah. Maya's also organized. Like she says that, but she like front loaded all her projects and all that.
Wow.
We'll see.
I think I have like 15 things due in the next like 2 weeks.
So. Oh, God.
Yeah. 18? Everything's definitely, backloaded for me.
Yeah. But it wasn't even a good start because he had like all my projects just got announced. Mm-hmm. I have 3 more homeworks in 3 of my classes. So, and they only, like, they give them as it comes. So I procrastinate, but there also, there wasn't much I could do all. So,
Okay. Well, so this was our quick little graduation recap, but I want to bring us back 4 years to all of you guys when you were, what, 18, 17, maybe, if you're young. I feel like, Nick, I feel like you're young, but like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good memory here. yeah. So bringing yourselves back to like 17-year-old, 18-year-old self, like what were you most looking forward to going into college? And like, we'll start with that. What were you most looking forward to?
Well, I think it's especially like weird for us because maybe not Peyton, right? Mm-hmm. Because we were all online. So like true class of 2024, you're like, you finish high school and you're supposed to be going off to college, but I'm going off into my bedroom to log onto my computer to then go to college.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit weird kind of in between of I'm not in high school, but it still doesn't yet feel like I'm in college. But man, I think I almost qualified like sophomore year as like the first year in college, but just with a little bit more experience and a little bit stressful because you're in the upper level classes. But man, yeah, I was just excited to finally be back on campus because we got to meet a lot of people. Like when you're in all your classes, USC, I think, did a pretty good job of like having random extra like activities for people to do despite being online. So it's like you had friends, but I'd never met these people in person. They're just squares on the screen. So I was like the number one thing, like, oh my gosh, I need to see all these people.
Yeah. I was always so messed up when somebody walked up to me because they would be a totally different height than I imagined. So yeah. And in my head, they were 5'5" and they walk up and they're like 6'2". I'm like, whoa, something is not computing.
Dang. Yeah. I guess mine was very different as Nick kind of alluded to. So I was a class of 2019 high school graduate. And then I started at SC in the fall of 2019. And then when things went online in the spring of 2020, I decided to take a gap year and kind of skip that year of online school. And so then I started back up sophomore year when they all did in person. So I think for me, like coming into freshman year, what I was most excited for was just the possibilities. Like it was the first time in my life that was just a completely like new slate. It was like, what are the people I'm going to meet? Like who's going to become all my friends and what experiences I'm going to have, what clubs I'm going to join, where I'm going to intern, where I'm going to work, all the experiences, you know, we'll have. I think like the world of possibilities was just so exciting. It was like, I have a whole new life coming and I'm ready to start. So yeah, it was a bittersweet, you know, saying bye to like all my high school friends and what that was all like. But I think a lot of my friends from high school stayed relatively close in California. So then we knew like, you know, going home on summers and winter breaks, like I'd still see all of them. So I think it was just the possibility of like expanding my scope so much was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the same thing. I probably still am like a researcher. Like I would look up all the things I could do and then like make my whole plan, which I was so excited to do this podcast because I was like, I didn't really do any of those things at all. But yeah, I was just looking forward, I think, like Peyton said, to new beginnings, meeting a lot of new people. I went to like a pretty small high school. So I was excited to be in like such a big environment with like so many people. And I just feel excited. I was excited to go to sports games. My high school didn't really have sports. Mm. So we were really bad both years, like my freshman and sophomore year, but we got better. But I was really excited for just all these new things I could do in a new environment.
Exciting. Well, we'll definitely be hearing about your list because I feel like as engineers, like we're kind of list people. We're like planners. So I'm excited to hear about that. But yeah, I think I felt similar to a lot of you guys. There was that mix of like, I was scared going off and leaving everything behind, but I don't know, maybe it was COVID, but I really didn't think that deeply about it. I was just like, yeah, this is the next thing. This is exciting. And then I like went into planning mode. So I like made my personal list. So I want to hear what you guys had on your lists. Like, what did you think you were going to do in college? Or like what in particular, Nick, are you pulling up an actual list?
I did have a list in my notes. Yes,
I'm like strategies. I was looking for my list.
Did everyone do this but me? Like everyone here has an actual list. That's wild.
No, no, this is funny. But anyways, Victoria, do you want to start? Like, do you remember like what you thought you were going to do?
Okay, I think one really big thing that I thought I was going to do that I did try and then just did it, ended up just not liking was research. Like when I was in high school, I was like, oh, like I'm so interested in all the labs. Like I want to do all the research. And then when I got on campus my sophomore year, like the first thing I did the first week was I emailed a bunch of professors like, hey, I want to do research in your lab. And I started the next week. And I just realized like, this is actually just not for me. I don't know what even about it it was, like if it was like the reading part or the actual like having to do research and then plan everything out. But I was like, I'm not really enjoying this. And I think it was something that like in high school, I was so much like, yeah, I'm going to be involved. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write all these papers. And then I got here and did it. And I was like, well, I'm glad I had the experience, but I will not be continuing and putting my time into this anymore. Yeah. But I think, yeah, there's definitely a lot of little things like that. But that was definitely the biggest thing for me is I was like, I'm going to do so much research. And then, yeah, it wasn't for me.
It's a good one. Checked it off. Done. Dusted. Like done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nick, did you find anything or do you remember anything?
Yeah. So for mine, I kept it a little broad. And honestly, I highly recommend in terms of like planned and accomplished, kind of spot on. Because I kept it open. I didn't get too specific. So what I had was that I wanted one engineering design team. And so for me, that was Aspen when I was a freshman, sophomore. That one was a fun one of as we're doing like a little bit of CAD, some stuff for their like it was a more of a design team, but they also did like kind of research side of stuff. It wasn't as like full design team as RPL. If you guys hear about like the Rocket Propulsion Lab, that one is having a like make a rocket, design rocket, build rocket, launch rocket, churn and repeat. And they do that really well. The Aspen Lab Advanced Spacecraft Propulsion and Energy Lab, they do more of like kind of research side of design. So they're working into methods of modeling thermonuclear propulsion for like spacecrafts. So that one was fun. Planned out that. I did that. But then after that, I stepped away because I got the big point for that one was like get research experience to get an internship. Then I got an internship. So I kind of just stepped away from the organization. And then after that, I've just been doing internships for the past summer, doing wire quality as well as like now systems level engineering. So that's fun. After that, I said that I wanted to be one in professional organization. So that was for me with SHIP, the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers. And I also wanted to be in a social org. So SHIP actually kind of was a double dip. So that was kind of nice, but I made the rule as I was like one org per slot. So the nice thing for SHIP was that they have a lot of professional development. So like resume workshops, how to become like a better well-rounded engineer, recruiting, networking, and all that. SHIP is how I got actually my offer for Boeing initially. So that was like really grateful, worked out well. Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, it is just like really a community. And I just have loved that. My little in Trojan Knights, which will be the next org that I talk about. He also is in SHIP with me. And he, when I was the like vice president of membership, he was in my membership committee. Then I became executive vice president. And now he's the vice president of membership. And now I will be off and onwards and he will be the executive vice president. So it's really cute. How like he's doing everything so great.
Your lineage is strong.
Very strong.
You have a really strong family lineage.
We joke in Knights that like my family is like the best per capita. Because we do have like I think everyone is either an engineer or pre-med, is like that family. So like, yeah, we're kind of cooking over here. regardless, I really found like a home and a family with everyone in SHIP, and I just really love that. But it can only fill one slot. And thus I had another slot for a non-engineering org. So I wanted one thing that was like completely separate from engineering. And so that was Trojan Knights for me. It's a spirit and service organization. And so that one was really fun. I joined that freshman year. So all of these I joined fall or spring freshman year and then have kind of just like ridden them out throughout the 4 years. I've dipped my toe into a couple of other fun orgs just like here and there to have fun, but it didn't like stick true with this one. And so with Trojan Knights, we do like service around the LA area, tutoring, and different service events with the like village. So it's like we do like an Easter extravaganza, Dia de los Muertos, and like some other fun events that like we volunteer for. But then also the real fun is when we're painting for like football games and stuff like that. That one was a blast. Actually, that was probably the number one thing I was looking out for like my sophomore year, because I heard about all the stuff and I'm a part of the organization that does the stuff, but we were fully virtual during that fall, so I couldn't do anything. And I'm pretty sure I painted for like five out of like the seven games that fall. So that was a blast. And then those were like kind of my three groups, and that kind of stuck true. And then I joined some other ones to have some fun. Dabbled in various student orgs, did like the stunt team for one semester. That was kind of a blast.
Boxing. Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Stunt team.
Yeah, they actually got me. It was during a recruitment period. So if you guys come to USC, we have the student involvement fair. And that is just where like a bunch of student orgs come out. And so I was actively recruiting for Trojan Knights, but we were actually put next to the table where the Trojan stunt team was recruiting. And during that time, it was another guy, his name was Colin. And so he saw us with swords and he was like, bro, you want a sword fight? And I look over at my present, I'm like, dude, come on, let me sword fight with a sword. Cause like it technically wasn't mine. And he's like, yeah, go crazy, Nick. And so he like during this involvement fair, we weren't doing any outreach at this point. I probably was slacking. But we choreographed a sword fight scene, which was awesome. And then, yeah, he got me and I joined the org for like a semester, just like learn how to fight and stuff like that, or show fight on like acting and stuff.
Fun. I like how you kept your list like open ended where you could like, still check it off. Mine was so specific. I'll get into this.
Yeah, I highly recommend that for everyone. It's just the engineering, non-engineering, professional development. Those are a good three at least to have and then branch off, do more.
Mm-hmm. So organized. I'm like excited to see how specific. As I'm like getting in my mindset, actually, I can totally remember the things that I was like going for. I think I also was engineering design team. When you tour the schools, it's just so cool. Like you're like, oh, I'm gonna like race the car, or like launch the rocket. So I didn't do a specific one. I think I was also open ended, like whatever design team I wanted to get there. I wanted to do an entrepreneurial project or startup. I think I was really focused on that, which like kind of happened. So my 3D4E project my freshman year, we actually developed a little bit further and pitched it in the Wrigley Sustainability Entrepreneurship Contest, pitch contest. But that was taking place the spring of 2020. So like pre-COVID, competition had started. So then by the time the finals had come, it was like kind of right when COVID hit. And so the project kind of just like dwindled off, and then they graduated on my gap year. So we never like saw the fruition of that. So I think I probably would have thought I would do a little more with that, but one thing I underestimated was like how busy you get with all your engagements. So like, I think the list I had, it was not accomplishable. Mm-hmm. So like continue everything all 4 years, like in bits and pieces I could. I wanted an internship, was a big goal of mine, which was awesome. I've been able to have three the past three summers and my fourth upcoming one. So I think that was a big check for me. I wanted to join leadership teams. I wanted like to be a leader in leadership in whatever orgs I did. Which I was project manager on one of my design teams. And then I was also on the leadership team for the Society of Women Engineers on their officer council. So that happened. I was really focused on playing soccer. I was supposed to play here when I was graduating high school. I had like some, I was maybe going to play D1 at some other places, came here, was supposed to walk on, met with the coaches, like practiced and stuff. And then I got hurt. And so then I was hurt for like 2 years. So that kind of like fizzled out a little, but the dedication was there. And I feel like I got a lot of taste of the program. And then I played club here after that, just on a lesser scale, which was really cool and great fun and great memories through that. And then my last one was study abroad, which I was supposed to study abroad this summer of 2020. So then that got canceled. Yeah, I was supposed to send this summer of 2020 to London. That program was all set up, but that got canceled. And then when I came back as a sophomore, we'd just come back. Like I wasn't really ready to like leave again. And then junior year, it just didn't work in my schedule. So it just wasn't something that happened, which is fine. I know there'll be lots of times to be abroad and travel in life, but yeah, those were kind of my, from like thinking through some of my list stuff, that was some of mine.
Nice, nice. I wish I could pull up my list. I know exactly where it is, but it's on one of my computers that just absolutely died and crashed. So it has
Oh.
like might be lost. I'll have to like dig and see. But I do remember, I'll start with the like basic ones. I also had research like you did, Victoria, but I think I made mine particular where I said like this is where I went wrong, where I like it would have been fine, but then I took it a step further to like this very specific level where like I feel like it was very unattainable to do everything. But instead of research, I think I said like be a published researcher or something, which
Oh.
I think I technically am a listed as a
Wow.
contributor. So that was like
Okay.
my freshman year, I did a research project. But
Cool.
like
Reach
you,
for the
like
moon, reach the
reach the moon, but like you, I
moon.
decided like it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue. Like originally I thought I wanted to go into academia when I was a freshman. So like that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I would want to do my PhD and I want to be a professor at some point. But I got to college and I realized that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do. And I wish I had known, so I would have left my domination list a little more open-ended because yeah, I had like made it very particular with that specific end goal in mind. But it was also a really like great experience. Like I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I had that hands-on opportunity to decide that wasn't what I wanted to do. I also had be a TA, which I actually never ended up being a TA. And I think I just didn't con I didn't realize that there were other jobs that you could do in college that like the TA. So it's just something that never ended up working out because I really like working on the podcast. I like working with all of you guys, talking to prospective students. So like I found something that was a little better. I did have be a VSA though,
Oh, I had that
because Peyton
too.
did too.
Yes.
Yeah, because I
Yes.
was like it was so impactful talking to the current students who were student ambassadors when I was deciding to come to USC. So I was like, I want to wear that polo. I want to have khakis. I want to be one of them.
Oh my
Which is
gosh.
cool. Yeah, because I ended up joining like my sophomore year like as early as I could, which has been really awesome and rewarding. Last funny one. I had said I wanted to be a yoga sculpt instructor at Core Power in the USC Village.
Wow,
So
that is
really specific.
awesome. Wow.
I know.
I like that. I appreciate
Like
that.
I didn't really like I didn't understand like how much time different things would take. And like obviously I've been involved in a variety of different clubs. So like looking at my list, I'm like, who did I think I was? And it's also like I enjoy taking yoga classes. I feel like I don't need to pay to get a certification and to teach other people. But again, it's something I was interested in then, like I still am now, just not to that extent. But yeah, I don't hold it against myself. I hope like 18-year-old me is still happy when she sees what we actually did.
I think
Aww.
you had the intent there. It was interesting though that like I'm pretty sure like three out of the four were all jobs. Like every each one.
Who was ready to work?
Hard
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, let's
Hard
make that money. I'm trying to think what else. I think being like a part of different engineering organizations. So I was a part of Engineers Without Borders my freshman year, just kind of like a design team. I was actually my freshman and sophomore year. I had to drop my sophomore year because it conflicted with like my classes both semesters, and it just naturally like fizzled out. But that was really cool to get that hands-on experience. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's I just remember the specific odd ones that I didn't necessarily have on my list, but like I never thought I would be like on this podcast, talking to all the listeners every so often, but like I wouldn't have it any other way with my college career. I think it's really awesome. Yeah.
That's so awesome. You saying the VSA thing triggered a memory, Maya. At the job fair freshman year in the fall, I actually like went up to Becky because she was there, and I was like, Becky, how do I be a VSA? Can I apply like right now? And she was like, nope, you have to wait till the spring. But we do need interns in our office. So if you do want to come and like you kind of get to slightly work with them and you'll get to be in the office, you can in the fall. So I like interned in the office in the fall and still got to like work with them. Like when they used to send out the car note cards, they would all need help writing them. So then they would just come and sit with me and they'd be like, will you want to help me write some of these? So kind of funny.
Aw, that's so cute.
But I've been around a long time.
You're about to be around for another
yeah,
ish semesters. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Oh, very exciting. Yeah. Is there anything in particular that you like didn't think you would do in college that you ended up doing and like absolutely loved?
Let me see. One thing is it's funny that you said TA earlier, is something you wanted to do. I'm a TA now. And it's definitely not, I don't feel like I knew what a TA was when I was in high school. So shout out to you for knowing what a TA was. But I'm a TA now, which is something that is my first semester and only, I guess, being a TA. And I really enjoy it. Like, it's for basically like this notorious mechanical engineering class called Mech Ops. And yeah, like you hear about it all the way leading up. You're like, ooh, I'm scared. Ooh,
and Nick and Peyton are both shaking their heads.
Yeah.
Like,
it's definitely really challenging class. But I love being a TA. I enjoy it so much more than being a student. It's just fun to like help people and really be with them and like lend support wherever I can, because I know it's such a tough class and I was there like in their shoes last year when I took it. And it's just something I really enjoy. I enjoy talking to all the students and then even just finding like time to give them advice on what classes to take and which ones to not take for their senior year. So yeah, it's something I felt like I didn't know about when I came into USC. That I was just like, another job. That's good for money. And I really enjoyed it. It's been really cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Peyton, Nick, do you guys have anything that took you by surprise?
For me, I got really into intramural sports like my sophomore, junior year. Now I don't play flag football as much. That flag football was my sport of choice. Mm-hmm. Now I lean more towards tennis, pickleball, and been having a blast. I actually almost forgot about this podcast because I'm wearing athletic gear and I have like my water with me. I was playing pickleball before this. Yeah, either way, I got really into intramural sports. I didn't really think of it that much going into it. I kind of just had like a faint idea of like, oh yeah, stay fit, do something fun. But Trojan Knights had like a big intramural presence. They're like, oh, we draft a team every year. Like, oh, you got to do it, man. And so I did that and like, it was a blast. Fully sophomore year. And then the fall of my junior year, like we had practices once a week. We had a playbook. Yeah. Like I studied a playbook to make sure that like I was running routes. Yeah. Yeah.
Running routes.
And it was all like just really fun to kind of just to have that like, you know, team spirit and just like, just try and do something like that. That was really, really enjoyable. It paid off too. We won 2 intramural championships. So that was awesome.
Wow.
At the end of the day. Yeah. 2 free t-shirts. It was great. For everyone wondering, if you win any championships, you get a random t-shirt. Do you remember what it says? Like
intramural
champions, but it's highlighted like Trojans or like USC. Something is like highlighted in intramural champ. I can go in my closet, but
talking like I won an intramural championship. Like, no, I've just seen
this. I'd believe it.
I was gonna be like, Maya, which ones did you play?
None. Yeah, that was on my list though. I never ended up doing it. I wish I had.
There, you know, time's not out. We can do something.
Yeah. Throw something together.
Hey, I'm a pickler now.
Yeah. You are? Oh,
Nick, we need to pickle.
Everyone
our house
plays
pickle.
Pickleball.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just came from it. I'll go back after this podcast. I'm so ready.
We have a Taylor Swift listening party tonight, but maybe.
Oh my gosh. Is she dropping tonight?
Oh, I'm excited.
Dropping 9 p.m.
Ooh.
I love being on the West Coast. Another reason why you should go to USC is because everything starts at 9. All the music drops at 9 on Thursday. Amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. I never thought about that. Like, I always just took it for granted. I was like, oh, that was great. That's what a convenient time for everything to come to me.
Yeah.
Us California kids just grew up that way.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the NYT connections, 9 p.m.
I love that. Okay. I do not like that, though, because for the crossword always changes at 7 p.m., which is, or 6 p.m. is so inconvenient because my prime time to do it is like night at like 10, but then if I don't do it the night before, then I like miss it and I'm off a day.
You can change your clock on your phone. That's what my house does. If like we miss it, you change the clock on your phone and you go play it.
Actually?
Yeah.
I don't know that works.
It's not also pay for that subscription, but I'm not doing that.
Dedicated.
Okay. This just unlocked a whole new game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what he does. My house does it as a house. So we'll screencast someone's phone on the TV and then like try to speed run it as fast as we can. Everyone's shouting out, brainstorming.
For the mini or the big one?
For the NYT mini, the connections, the Wordle, and then recently, what is it called? The
Spelling Bee?
No, we don't spelling.
Strands? Do you play Strands?
Strands, yeah, that one is fun. I'm a big Strands fan.
I love too. Connections.
Connections is fun. I can't do it with other people. I
really?
I'm not a team player when it comes to the connection. Like, I'm gonna get
that's so unviterbi.
Yeah, I don't know. It's my personal thing. I think I tried to do it with somebody, and then I was like annoyed that they weren't getting it. And then they'd be like, don't do it so fast. I'm like, whoa.
Oh yeah, that's tough. If everyone needs to be able to pull their weight.
Yeah.
You know.
I like the big crossword, but that's a hot take because everybody's like, why do you have 45 minutes to sit down and do it? It's my relaxing time.
Yeah. Self-care.
Yeah. The yoga.
I still pay for the subscription to games to get the 45 minute crossword.
I definitely have a subscription on my parents' Apple ID. Yeah.
You can get New York Times through USC. So I'm like, I'm not gonna pay for just games $5 a month. I mean, I could, but I just
the games. No.
You're just not that committed of a gamer, Peyton.
Yeah.
I'm there for the mini and the connections and the Wordle. And if I miss the mini, I miss the mini. But now apparently I can unlock the mini by changing my phone time. So
yeah.
That's a life hack right there.
Yeah.
Now
innovation
you guys
that excites.
Now they can enter college in the West Coast and they can know that they can just change their phone time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And everybody knows that by the time this is released, Taylor Swift's new album is out.
So go take a listen.
Because that was the most important thing they're worried about is what time can I get the NYP connections when I go to USC?
Exactly. Yes. I mean,
when the albums drop.
the secret behind the scenes, you know, we're seniors. We're so wise after 4 years.
Yeah.
So we talked about different things that we thought we were going to do, things that surprised us, things that we did do.
I have some things we didn't do.
Things we didn't do. Yeah.
Or like I didn't go.
Oh yeah. What did you not do, Peyton?
Or no. But something I did I wasn't expecting was what we just did.
Oh yeah. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to join the ski team, the USC ski team.
Oh wow.
I think it was a big one I didn't expect because coming in, I'm so like soccer focused. And then I was so hurt. Like I spent like four semesters at USC in a caster boot. So it just like never worked out. But then senior year, I was ready to roll. And so I'm like, you know, you can't join a club as a senior. Like that's just can't do that. And then I was talking to them and they're like, you totally can join. So yeah, that's probably something. And then, yeah, I think that was probably like the biggest one I like wasn't expecting that I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You definitely can join clubs as late as a junior, senior. Heck, I'm planning on joining a club after I graduate. It'll be fun. LPL.
What club? RPL?
LPL. LPL.
Liquid Propulsion Lab, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Building on the honestly, I probably should have looked into it because I signed my SpaceX offer a couple months ago. I'm like, I probably should have just like
popped
into RPL and been like, what's going on? Like,
let me run your operations for you.
I'm here to they'd be like, we don't want you. I'd be like, I'm here to learn about the rockets.
Yeah, it's a crazy time right now for like all of the aerospace astro ones, like those club
they're
teams.
Launching like tomorrow or today.
Yeah, RPL. Yeah. Driving out to the desert right now, ADT, the aero design team or design build fly, they're driving across the country right now with
where
their plane
because
you can't put the plane on a plane somewhere on the East Coast. I don't remember like where it's at, but it's just far.
It's like Indiana or somewhere. Christina's in the car for like 5 days driving to Indiana. She's driving her car to Indiana.
It's nuts.
Insane. Wait, why do they have to go to Indiana?
That's just where the competition is at every year.
Oh, it's a competition. Okay.
Yeah, like they all like fly their planes. So they're on the move. LPL right now, Peyton walked right through their stuff while they were going, but they were a little crazy right now because they're trying to figure out like they have to hot fire next week, and before they hot fire they have to cold fire, before they cold fire, they need to make sure they have all of their stuff. They're supposed to have their nitrogen shipment in last week, but it didn't come until this week. And now they're just trying to set up all the logistics. They're just going day and night right now.
You could like see the franticness in their eyes as they were like attaching all these petroleum or not even like propane tanks. And then she looks at me, she goes, do you need a 2-minute walkthrough of what this is? I'm like, you're good. We'll just watch.
Was that for a lab tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were showing the Dryden wind tunnel. But all of these things are right next to each other. Like Dryden Wind Tunnel, LPL, RPL, tucked in a corner, you have Aspen. Like they're all basically in the same place.
That's sweet that she was still willing to give you a walkthrough, even like super frantic. I always love it when people will do the walkthroughs if you're in a lab and they're like, hey, like, do you just want to hear what I'm working on? I personally love it, especially if I'm like supposed to be helping with the tour and I just have never seen it before.
Yeah, it's the best. I think the best like makerspace tour was when I was leading through, and then it just like happened to be a crazy like Friday or something like that. And 3D4E was there. All of the car teams were there, like human centered vehicle, electric, and Formula SAE. All of them were like working at the same time.
Never seen.
And I think some seniors were in like the machine shop trying to figure out something for their project. It was crazy time. But like, yeah, I was like, honestly, guys, go crazy. Ask like each time, like we just went to an area and they just talked about their stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. For those of you listening, the Makerspace is a very cool resource used differently by different majors, but everybody undergraduate in Viterbi can use it. Home to a lot of design teams that we were talking about. And yeah, every time I go in, I'm like, why have I not been in here more? That's something that I regret.
Yeah.
Not being in the Makerspace or like those, like accessing those resources, which I'm gonna blame it on COVID for us, but like it probably wasn't.
Yeah sure.
No, it was COVID.
That definitely is mine too, because so we mentioned a lot of design teams that were in there, and that is like kind of the home for a lot of design teams, but it's open for anyone in Viterbi. You can just like go in there and make anything, or if you have a problem, just make something, fix it, make. It's the Makerspace. But I don't think I ever went in there to just like make for something like that. It was always like out of necessity of like, oh, we need their CNC machine because like the one in the senior design lab can't do like full three axis orientations for it. Or like, oh, we needed their 3D printers because it's bigger. Mm-hmm. I never went in there just to like do something for myself.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that you needed to like do a safety thing before going in. And then it was like our senior design project and they were like, oh, just use the Makerspace. And we all look at each other like, what do we do?
I frequent in the Makerspace. I think like my Makers teams met there every year that I've done Makers, except for this year. And then we actually had to build one of our structures yesterday. And so we were in the Makerspace, but it was pretty cool.
I printed some Christmas ornaments with Peyton.
That was like one of that was so fun.
Yeah, I did like
one of our classes.
He still has Dr. Panura still has this on his desk.
I know, so cute.
I did like the inverse of that this year. Instead of 3D printing, well, it's like similarly, but destroying? Like a little more creative. No, okay, I don't even know if this makes sense, but like instead of 3D printing, I just crocheted. You know, I instead of the engineer, I leaned into my artist. I crocheted my
That's one thing that I wish they had a little earlier. Right now they're doing a new addition, which is the wood shop in the Makerspace. I was like, oh man, I wish I one either did more woodworking just in general or was able to take the woodworking class at USC. That's one thing I like didn't work out for me.
There's a woodworking class at USC?
Yeah. It's not through engineering though. It's through Roski. So it's like
So the design school. Okay.
Yeah, the design school. Well, because it's like tables and cutting boards. I don't know. Woodworking stuff.
That would have been so nice. Like as engineers, you have access to the Makerspace. You just get your own wood and then you can make your own furniture.
Yeah.
I took a furniture design class last semester.
What?
You had to like design like a chair and a table. That was so much fun. It was through architecture. But yeah, I really love that class. Definitely. It's like 3 units, but very chill, meets like once a week. But I loved like you were in there with like real like architecture people. So I was like I was doing sketches and all that architecture stuff. But it was really nice. It was really fun.
Lovely. Okay. What is everybody's favorite class, Ben?
Oh,
and honestly, I don't know if I can ever choose one. So just like choose one if you can't decide.
favorite class had to be spacecraft systems design. That one is a two-parter during your junior year for all Astro students. Really what made the class was the professor. Professor named Jim Chase. He's a systems engineer. He worked on Curiosity, Perseverance, those Mars rovers for NASA. And then he kind of just comes to class on like Fridays every single week. And that class was amazing. So the way it's broken down is that during your first semester, everyone does each subsystem. So like you spend usually anywhere between like 2 and 3 weeks on mechanical, thermal, telecommunications, power, structures, propulsions, and I think I'm missing one more. But yeah, you just go across the different subsystems that make up any spacecraft. And each time, you know, you learn everything like pretty well. And then after that, during the second semester of that, during the springtime, that divides the class into four different teams. And on those teams is one person, the specialist of each subsystem, which is really exciting. So it just operates as like its own project design team. You have your project manager, your assistant PM, and then everyone's a specialist of their own thing and you're designing different stuff. That one was probably like my most exciting, interesting, and like most rewarding class. Cause afterwards you like have like a full design plan. You have a architecture that like is mine. I believe in it. And like you prove that it should work. And then you get to present to like some NASA JPL guys that are just like Jim's friends. And so like the class was great. Jim was awesome. Like he's really like just been like the best professor I've ever had at USC. So understanding. And like just a good mentor too. Like at the end of the semester, we have a final during the fall. That one was rough, hard exam. But during the spring, it's so easy. We kind of just actually meet with him. He sits down at Rock and Riley's and then everyone schedules like 30 minutes. And then you sit down and you can either do like whatever you like. If you want to just talk about life plans, career plans, what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And he just provides like a lot of good guidance. It's definitely like number one class all 4 years, the best.
Nope. Awesome. And for those of you listening, Rockin' Riley's is literally just like a bar and a restaurant.
Yes.
So is the professor just up in this like bar that students are at and just students just chat?
Yeah. It was great.
I feel like I always hear the side of that class about how hard it is and like the struggles as you're going through it. So it's cool to hear like the highlights of the class.
Yeah. It's definitely like when you're in it, it's like, oh my God, I can't do this. What is going on? Yeah. But then once you like finish each assignment, you're like, wow, am I the best? Am I just like that, you know?
Yeah, I think I said MechOps was my favorite class to someone because I learned so much in it. And that was just, everyone's like, really? We talked to you while you were taking that class. I'm like,
now that's a crazy take. That
in is hindsight, crazy. In hindsight.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think my favorite class actually, I'll go outside of Viterbi, was Jur 200, a journalism course I took, which I think was just really cool that being at USC, we take top-notch engineering classes, but also our GEs are in these like really prestigious departments. And so I got to take a GE in Annenberg, their like intro to journalism, and it was with the dean of journalism. Like he was the dean in previous years, and he taught the class every week. It was two classes. So he gave a lecture on a topic and then would bring in a really, really cool speaker from industry. And he was super well connected. And so our guest speakers every week were just awesome. Like we had people on political campaigns come in and speak to us. We had chief editors of like the LA Times came in and spoke to us. We had like investigative journalists come in, and we even had like, we did like a Netflix and streaming section, and we had like an analyst come in that was looking into all the different types of streaming, which was really cool. So it's kind of cool to like hear from really top-notch people in the industry, in an industry completely outside of the one that I'm involved in. So yeah, it was cool.
Cool.
No, that sounds really cool. I definitely love my IGEs. I took like a biology of food GE. I had a lab, but it was just us like baking food, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really enjoyed that. Great class.
What was the favorite thing you baked out of that?
We just did like, we baked biscuits one time. We weren't allowed to eat them or whatever for like safety reasons or whatever.
What?
But yeah, we just made a bunch of stuff. Oh, have you guys tried those like things? This sounds weird saying it out loud, but they're like tablets and you eat them and they make things taste like sweeter and different.
No.
I've heard of those and I've seen them on TikToks. Okay, where like you could eat a lemon and it's like sweet.
Yeah. So they just gave us those one day. We just ate like lemons and stuff and chocolate. So that was my favorite. We didn't bake it, but that was my favorite lab, is we just got to eat things. And I enjoyed that because we didn't get to eat most of our stuff, apparently. Damn. But other than that, my favorite class is actually one that I'm taking right now. It's an astro class. I'm like a mechanical, but they just let us take astro classes for like our technical electives. So it's called like ASTE 499. Technically, it's like a special topics class, but the special topic is Intro to Human Spaceflight and Operations. And it's taught by like an actual astronaut who spent like over 100 days in space, went on like a bunch of the space shuttle missions, Garrett Reisman. And he's just like such a cool person. And throughout the lecture, when he's talking, he always shows us photos of himself and him like on all his space missions doing his training. And I think like it's such a cool experience because you're like, you're literally learning about human spaceflight from someone like who actually did all of this stuff, and like he knows it so well. And then we always ask him so many questions in class, and he's just so open. And it's just been a really like fascinating class, and I'm so glad that I took it because I think it really gave me a different perspective. So loved it.
That is awesome. I'm so glad they offer that as an intro class. How's like the grading for that?
It's like actually not that bad. I haven't got my final grade, so who knows about that. But so far, I feel like I'm doing well. But nice. Yeah, it's like pretty simple, I would say. And there's not that many people in the class this semester. I think it varies, but super personable. And yeah, it's all like group based as well. So we do like group projects. Our final project is to create a habitat on Mars. So I'm in the process of making my Martian habitat, but it's really fun. I feel like I get to be creative also, which is fun. Like we get to create like test manuals and like different things to for our mission. So it's really fun. And I think it's a really cool experience.
Garrett Reisman is such a cool guy.
Yeah.
Have you had him before, Nick?
Yeah, I took his master. Essentially, it's just the master's level equivalent of that class. I think it's just called Human-Centered Spaceflight or Space Design. That one's awesome. It's honestly, the classes are probably identical. Most of the lecture is like him just telling stories about just like random cool things that happened to him during his time.
Is that 549?
I think maybe 525.
I was going to take it, but then I heard it was like they're like, I don't know if you'll be able to do like a master's astro class. But that's cool to have like a undergrad equivalent of it. I mean, 499 still masters, but
nice. Well, that sounds so exciting. And I feel like all of you guys brought up like something that I think is an important point that I wish I had known going into college. But it's like Nick was saying, like you're saying, like your class wasn't like easy by any means, but it was like very rewarding and you learned a lot. And like Peyton enjoyed taking mech ops, which everybody is like constantly dreading. So I think that means to say like your favorite class is oftentimes not the easiest class that you take. Like it's not that important that your class is easy, and like the ones that you'll find the most rewarding and you'll learn the most, like, yeah, you might have to put effort in, but like that effort ends up being worth it. So like, don't shy away from a class just because everybody else says it's really difficult or like, oh, like you might get a bad grade. Like, yeah, but this might like get you your internship or teach you something that's like so like impactful. I don't know. Yeah. So that's something that I think I've reoriented around college, is like understanding like sometimes some of my like worst grades in college, I think I learned the most in those courses.
I totally agree. I also think it was cool. Like I started doing internships. There would be something that I was lacking in that then I would next year be like, I'm going to take a class in that, or like I hadn't taken fluids yet. And so then once I got to take it, it made me focus in it that much more. Cause I was like, wow, I could see the direct application and benefit of having this class.
Mm-hmm. One bonus that I found, especially for everyone in the astro like department, is that like most other like institutions don't have like astro specific, like this is just our own track. And so you kind of think learn things that like adjacent to like rocket science, but you don't like know the applied mathematics or like the applied physics of what you're doing. So it was just kind of really nice during like my time when I was like during internships and stuff like that, where they'd introduce like what should be like new terms, because you know, like you don't really learn spacecraft dynamics in school typically, or like systems engineering for like how to spec out a thermal model. You don't really like use that specifically for it, because honestly, a lot of spacecraft design is a little bit of magic. That's what you really learn in 331, how to eyeball things properly. And so like doing that and then getting an industry of like, oh, wow, like that's pretty cool. How'd you get like, where'd you guys learn this? Like, how'd you teach that? It feels like you have a leg up because like you had a program that was like specifically designed towards that.
Very cool. Plug for Astro. Yeah, I'll get into my favorite class really quickly. And I feel like I have a different answer every time people ask. But one of my favorite classes I took last semester, and it was called, so it's ISE 470, Human Computer Interaction Design. And that was just a really cool concept. So at the same time, I was a product manager for Lava Lab, which is a product incubator. So I was working with somebody who was a product designer for, like a mobile application. And it was really cool to take this class at the same time, because I would like learn about how humans are interacting with different design elements and like where our eye goes and like all the thought that goes into designing things that we use every day, like all the different thought that goes into designing your phone. And you don't realize how difficult it is until you try to design something yourself. If you guys have ever used Figma, like making a screen on Figma that looks good and professional is like so much more difficult than you would expect. And this class was also six people, like kind of a fluke. Classes were almost never this small, but it really meant that like you were so engaged in that entire class. And like, if somebody was behind, the professor would know that. And then like you would have that opportunity to catch up, but there was no like hiding behind your other students if you didn't understand something, or if you weren't doing the work, which like I think was really encouraging and definitely a really educational experience. So yeah, very, very fun class. And yeah, I also learned a lot like as a senior. Like, yeah, I took ballroom dance, loved that class, totally different, but I really, like in hindsight, I think my favorite courses were the ones that I learned the most and that like impact me on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. All righty. We've been chatting for a while. So I want to have like at least like just this one last point. And what is a piece of your senior wise advice that you have for an incoming freshman? There might be some redundancy, like it's for a reason, honestly, if we like keep saying the same thing. But yeah, like what's your piece of advice? The silence is loud.
I know.
Well, I feel like I just want to launch into like my little list of all the things I would tell them. So picking one.
You can say multiple too. Like,
I guess my first would revolve around what I struggled with most freshman year, which was imposter syndrome. I think at USC is such a, you know, competitive school to get into that everyone is used to being in the top realm of their high schools. So then you come here and you're like, okay, everyone was kind of at the top and now you're in an environment where everyone's used to that. And so I think that I was just needing to realize like everyone's in the same boat as me. We're all learning this together. A lot of us have never taken any engineering classes before. Most of us haven't. If the select few had, that made me feel that way. Like it was intro level. And we were all learning things together. And so I think talking to people, going to office hours, getting in study groups, that really just made me feel so like confident in myself as an engineer. So that would be my big piece of advice, is just to remember that everyone's going through the same thing. Go to office hours, form the study groups, and you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. I'd say mine would probably be similar to that, just in like embracing difficulty and conflict in general. I think, like Peyton said, like coming into college, you're like, oh, like I'm so good at math, I'm so good at science, and then like take like your first exam, you're like, whoa, I don't know what I was learning. Like, this house is the same math that I was doing in high school. And I think, like, really the only way to get through that is to just keep pushing through and understanding, like, this was, engineering was really never going to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy. It's something that you really do have to work for. And I think understanding that, like, that growth really comes from, like, maybe not doing so well on something, and realizing, like, hey, like, I might need to lock in or change my, like, study style, change, like, how I'm approaching different problems to really, like, get through and like, accomplish what I want to accomplish, like, my goals. So I think really just being able to, like, use your mindset shift to really think about, like, how can I approach problems and really, like, continue to improve myself and my, like, learning style, in order to, like, become a better engineer and become a better problem solver. I think that was what was most challenging for me, like, as a freshman, really coming into, like, a new engineering environment.
Mm-hmm. Damn, still thinking, actually. I'm not sure how wise I am, you know? But here's my advice. Might be bad advice, and it almost sounds contradictory to Victoria. But I'd say, like, prioritize people. Like, obviously, do well in classes. That's, like, you know, you should be doing well. If you're above a 3.2, great, you know, that's solid. 3.5, even better. Lovely. You know, like, do well at school. This is what you're here for. But if I look back and think about, like, not necessarily, like, my favorite class or, like, my favorite, like, thing, student orgs that I joined, like, what has made me happiest and has been, like, the most influential for my life, like, who I am today, what I value, and, like, how I feel, like, my community, it's been the people. And it really is just, like, study, but make sure that, like, you're spending time with others. You know, like, there will always be another exam. Another exams are important, but another problem set, you know, another lab. Set the time aside, do your work, but you should make sure you prioritize and schedule time to be with your friends, meet new people, and then, like, support each other. It really is just, like, I think the most important thing is the people that you meet, because those will, you know, stay with you for a lifetime. Work hard, get that internship, get that job, and then you're set for your future. But, you know, care about the people and people care about you.
Yeah, I would definitely say, I don't feel like that's contradictory to what I said. Like, you definitely, like, you got to know sometimes it's not worth it for real. And that's how I operate. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Everything is basically fine.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah. Sometimes also they wrap into each other, you know, like, don't study alone. Two birds, mm-hmm. one stone. Do well in the exam, study well, but also, like, it's those late nights with friends. Obviously, I'm going to remember the material because I should know thermodynamics. What I really am going to remember is the bonds that you made along the way.
Mm-hmm. The late night Starbucks friend from Levy.
Yep.
Many times. Yeah. I love all the pieces of advice that you guys gave. I feel like those are all on my list of different pieces of advice that I give to people. And it's very important. My last piece of advice, you guys will also probably all agree with, and I feel like it's intertwined with everyone's, but it's kind of top of mind right now because I went to an ISE banquet yesterday, and the keynote speaker, like, reminded me of this quote, and this was kind of her advice. And it was, comparison is the thief of joy. So kind of tying back to Peyton's imposter syndrome, like, you're going to see everybody around you doing incredible things. And if you're just, like, focused on yourself, like, that, you can get incredibly insecure with that when you're comparing yourself. I'm like, oh, I'm not working at Tesla this summer and Peyton's working at Tesla this summer. But the point is, like, everybody's journey is their own. Everybody has their own struggles. So, like, don't compare yourself to somebody else and just, like, run your own race that's yours at USC. Like, don't do exactly what I did. Don't do exactly what Nick did. Don't do exactly what Peyton did, because you're not us. So like use college and this time to just really do what you want to do and to like find out who you are. As cheesy as that sounds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. I love that.
Yeah.
Righty. Well, I feel like we've talked for long enough. Whoever's listening, thank you for tuning into our podcast. And I hope we gave you some good advice and some good stories about our time at USC. But yeah, thank you for listening. USC this podcast wouldn't be what it is without the people. The people that listen and the people that talk. So thank you guys. All right. Welcome back, everybody. You go from me talking to me talking.
Nick, it was Nick and Peyton and you and was someone else? And Victoria. It's a rock star, super senior panelist. I mean, I'm really good to hear everyone there.
Yeah, it was really great because I know we talk about like podcasts should be conversational, and that's really how this felt. Like everybody would chip in. Mm-hmm. Like people spoke for a good amount of time. Like all the mechanics of a podcast, like this was a great one. And great. I'm personally partial to the advice that we gave. I think it was very useful.
So run me through again where everybody's ending up. Do we know this? Do we have final answers on everyone in this panel? Like, so you are going to be at SpaceX. Mm-hmm. Nick's yes. going to be at Boeing
for the summer, Boeing, yeah. Probably full time, but he's still finishing up his master's program.
Got it.
Fall. And Peyton is at Tesla this summer, but then yeah. she's also finishing up her master's next year.
Right. Progressive degree for both of them.
Yes. And Victoria will be in Connecticut. I can't remember exactly what company. I think it was something with aerospace, but she'll be working full time. She's also done with me.
That's amazing. I hadn't heard about Victoria. So that's one of my main questions. So that's mm-hmm. awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Great. When you, now I have a different question for you related to college domination, putting you on the spot because we didn't talk about this ahead of time. But when you took over the podcast, what was your podcast domination list? Mm-hmm. And in your retrospective, looking back on it, what do you think about it? What have you done? What have you not done? Mm.
That's a really great question. I'll talk about the list and then I'll talk about like actually happened. It might have. Like,
I'm assuming you have a domination list for everything that you do.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe like
you have a Friday domination list.
Friday. No, actually, I do have a to-do list today. So yes, I do have a Friday domination list. But as far as the podcast, I think coming in, I really wanted to make episodes feel conversational because that's something that I really enjoy listening to myself. I think like it doesn't need to be like crazy over engineered with the questions that you'll ask in advance and like where you want the conversation to go. I think sometimes the best podcasts are just natural and it's just talking with somebody. So that was a list. Yeah. It's not like a specific thing.
Yeah.
But it was definitely on my to-do list. And I really wanted to do student spotlights, which I ended up doing, mm-hmm. which are like those smaller slices of conversation with a student, because I think a lot of times prospective students, like the more students that we feature, the more they can see a piece of themselves reflected in the podcast and like point to that and be like, that's cool. That's something I would be interested in. So that was definitely on the list. And then aside from that, and I don't know if this was something I had thought of in advance, but it was really on my list to streamline operations for editing the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought
all the back end work.
Yeah. And I've done it so many times at this point that I feel like there definitely are ways to make it a lot quicker. So mm-hmm. I think like my average editing time has decreased exponentially.
Cool.
So like creating different standardization documents. So it's like that way for everybody. So it's just less of a daunting task to have to edit everything when it comes to the podcasts. So
yeah.
I'd say so.
Well, I will tell you, it is never run smoother. You have done a fantastic job and you will be missed incredibly. And over the last several weeks, as we've been running our admitted student events, it has come up a lot. I don't know if it's come up to you. I hope it has. But mm-hmm. parents have said like, oh my God, we were listening to the podcast and it's like so great to see you. And I'm like, we saw Maya on the student panel. We got to meet Maya and it's so crazy to see like all these people, like we've been listening and we know, we feel like we know you, but now we actually see you and we're in, and it was so exciting. So hopefully they've been coming to you, because I will tell you, when they come to me, they're very nervous about it. And so I think you're kind of a mini celebrity to them.
That's awesome. I had one student come to me and she was talking, and also every student that I talk to talks about you. They're like, you know that like the Paul guy, the one who gave us the presentation. They're like, is he as cool as he seems?
like not cool at all.
He just seems so cool and like awesome. I'm like, yes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I just laughed. Nice. Like, listen to the podcast. You can hear like 330 episodes.
Awesome. Very cool. Very, very cool. So 1 week left of school, 1 week left of class, and then you have finals or projects or what's up?
Yeah. Most of this week has turned into a pretty busy week. I have a lot of projects in my courses, and a lot of my projects are due before the finals week. So I've had a couple due this week, a couple are due next week. And then I actually only have one final, and that's on May 2nd. So finals normally go until like, I think the 8th, but I'll be done very early this year. So, it's going to be a push for the next week or so. And then I'm done.
All right. Very, very cool. Well, this is super exciting. And do we know, is there just one episode left for the year? Or are there two? What's the plan moving forward?
I think there are two. And I'll bounce this idea off of you again, offline maybe, but, we only got some of the seniors and it was really a great conversation. And I know there were some that were bummed that they missed out. So I'm like, maybe a second part of like senior reflections. But other than that, talking about like, if there's any specific content or things that, we should post this semester versus like having somebody make an episode, maybe like for like a bank. But, the idea is like one or two more episodes.
Okay, one or two. So we'll see what we got. And I don't want to make an announcement yet, but we have a new podcast host like ready to roll. Like
we do. We do.
In the wings.
We'll tease it in that you've heard her.
Her? Times. You just teased two things. You just.
That's I've whoa. Said enough. I've said too whoa. Much.
You said too much.
But yeah, super awesome. I'm excited for that. We'll do a host handoff episode as well. So you'll get to chat more with our mystery host that I've now revealed is a she. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, we should wrap this thing up and get along with the rest of our weeks. We will see you next week, or you will hear us next week, with another episode of Viterbi Voices. See you then. Bye.